I'm Carl Lazus, and that's what we're exploring first up today. It's good to see you. We'll start by moving over to Taiwan. It's the country that lays claim to Ituaba Island, also known as Taiping Island, which is about a three-hour flight from southern Taiwan. It's part of the Spratly Islands, home to around 200 people. And if a United Nations court rules that this island can support human life, it could give Taiwan control of the territory around it, fishing rights, permission to explore for minerals around the island. There's a lot tied into that decision. But China, which also has interests in the region, doesn't accept the court's authority, and Taiping Island is just one component of a larger dispute, a larger struggle to define who owns what. The contested waters of the South China Sea, seen from a Taiwanese military plane. And this is what greets you when you land at Taiping, an island controlled by Taiwan. Taiping is a tiny island. It basically runs the length of this runway. The Taiwanese government first laid claim to this place more than half a century ago. But this is the very first time, the government says, that journalists have been invited to see it firsthand. And it's at a time when tensions are ratcheting up here in the South China Sea.
At least six different countries have competing claims for this body of water, but China claims almost all of it. And to cement China's claim, Beijing has been building a series of man-made islands atop reefs and atolls in the hotly disputed Spratly Archipelago. It's making the neighbors nervous. Enter the U.S. Navy. We caught up with the aircraft carrier John C. Stennis shortly after it sailed through the South China Sea, performing an unmistakable show of U.S. force. Washington calls these visits freedom of navigation operations. They clearly irritate the Chinese.
This is the Chinese Navy. This is the Chinese Navy. Please go away quickly.
Last year, CNN accompanied a U.S. Navy spy plane that flew over China's man-made islands.
Go, go!
Beijing expressed outrage, issuing formal protests and calling these operations a very serious provocation. So where do smaller claimants like Taiwan fit in? On Taiping, officials showed off the island's chickens and goats, as well as supplies of fresh water. If Taiwan proves Taiping can sustain human life, then the Taiwanese can make the case for a potentially lucrative 200 nautical mile economic exclusion zone around the island.